This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A man named William Ackman is famous for shaking up the companies he invests in. He's one of the best known of the current crop of activist investors. And this morning, there's word he's forged an unusual alliance to buy the company that makes Botox, the wrinkle-eradicating and face-immobilizing drug. Ackman has joined forces with Valeant Pharmaceuticals to purchase Allergan. Terms not disclosed, but $15 billion is one educated guess. What is the track record of activist investors in boosting the value of the companies they meddle with? Bloomberg News reporter Tara LaChapelle went through the data. Tara, good morning.
Good morning.
So if you're the management team of a company, activist shareholders can drive you nuts. Companies often argue that activist shareholders hurt the rest of the shareholders. What did you actually find?
We did a study looking back since January 2009, and we found that these companies, they're doing better than U.S. stocks overall right now, and it seems like activists are actually helping these guys. And what's really interesting is these are the same companies that were underperforming U.S. stocks initially.
Now, activist investors can push for all sorts of things, extra dividend payments, changes in management. Some are trying to get companies to pollute less. But what are some examples of what might have worked and what might not have worked for a company's share price?
Well, one example that gave a really good payoff to shareholders was the Beam Fortune Brands example. Bill Ackman, he got involved and he said Fortune Brands had too many disparate businesses. They were in Beam Bourbon, a golf business, Titleist, and then they were also in a lock and security business. And he said, these three don't make sense together. Why don't you just break them up? So they ended up doing that and they doubled shareholders' money over that time.
Now, speaking of Mr. Ackman, though, sometimes when he's rattling the cage of some of these companies where he has a big footprint, I'm thinking JCPenney, things don't always work out quite as well.
Yeah, he brought in a CEO who had some ideas for the company, and those ideas did not bring in more shoppers. And shareholders ended up losing something like $5 billion over the course of his involvement there.
It seems as if we're in another era of shareholder activism. Is it fair to say there are more activist shareholders out there?
Absolutely. There are some small firms popping up overnight. It's not just limited to these guys that have been around for years and years. Now, activism is basically defined as shareholders who take a 5% stake or so, sometimes less, sometimes more, and they're just pushing for ways to increase value. They're not trying to take control like they used to.
Tara LaChapelle writes for Bloomberg News. Tara, thank you.
Thank you.